Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Taong 2019, nang ma-stroke ang 31-anyos na si Rachel Madry.
The first thing I noticed was both my hands went tingling, like pins and needles. And I didn't think anything about it to start off with. And I thought, I'll be right. Then I start realizing that my vision is starting to go splotchy, so like black and white, and I can't focus on anything. And I thought, oh, this is a bit weird. And then I also started to notice that both my hands went weak.
Nakabiyahe pa ito, pero pagdating sa kanyang pinagtatrabahuan, parang bibigay na ang kanyang katawan. Kahit pa isa siyang St. John Ambulance Officer, hindi niya namamalayan na ang sintomas na kanyang nararamdaman ay stroke na pala.
I didn't receive the facial drip, but I was becoming incoherent and I wasn't able to put my sentences together. I was slurring my speech. I couldn't even focus to unlock my phone so my work colleagues could call my next of kin for me. So by that point, I knew something was bad, but I didn't realize to the extent of how bad it was until the CT scan came back and the doctor came in and confirmed that yes, indeed, I had a stroke.
Kwento ng isang nurse at clinical lead para sa St. John Ambulance na si Ilya William dito sa New South Wales. Simple lang umanong malaman kung stroke ang nararamdaman ng isang tao sa pamamagitan ng acronym na FAST o F-A-S-T at dapat itong tandaan. Ang F ay para sa face o mukha.
Look at the person and see, does their face look drooped on one side? Can they open their mouth normally? And does the face appear symmetrical? So that is that it looks the same on both sides.
A ay para sa arms o braso.
It's about asking the person whether they can lift both of their arms up, whether they can move both of their arms normally. And that also can extend to their legs. So whether they can lift and move both of their legs normally.
S ay para sa speech o pagsasalita.
Try and ask the person to talk to you and see whether or not their speech sounds slurred. Oftentimes when someone's having a stroke, their speech can sound particularly slurred, or it might be very difficult for them to say words or to express things in a normal way.
At ang huli ay T para sa time o oras.
The longer you leave someone without medical care for a stroke, the higher the risk of permanent brain damage. So it's about saying if any of the things in the FAST assessment are positive, that is if they've got a facial droop, if they can't lift their arms, or if they've got slurred speech, that you need to call 000 for an ambulance immediately. It's also really useful to have some idea about when these symptoms started, because that can be really important information for health professionals in the hospital to know what the appropriate treatment for someone might be.
Nangyayari ang stroke kapag nawala ng supply ng dugo ang utak sa kadahilan ng may bara o pumutok ang ugat sa ulo. Ayon kay Jude Sharankowski, ang National Manager ng Stroke Connect at Stroke Foundation, isa sa 4 na tao sa buong mundo ay nagkaka-stroke at dito sa Australia, karamihan ay sanhi ito ng pagkamatay ng mga kababaihan. Mas marami pa kaysa bilang ng mga namamatay dahil sa breast cancer. Ito din ang sanhi ng pagkamatay ng mga kalalakihan dito sa bansa na mas mataas pa sa kaso ng pagkamatay sa prostate cancer. Dagdag pa ni Jude, maraming matatanda ang nagkaka-stroke. Pero gusto niyang ipaalam sa lahat na walang pinipiling edad ang stroke.
As you start to get older, your risk of having a stroke does increase. But apart from that, stroke can actually happen to anyone really at any age in their life. So there's a very small number of children each year that have a stroke right through to people that are working age and people that are older.
At ang pagkakaroon ng alta presyon o high blood pressure ay isang malaking risk factor.
So people need to know what their blood pressure is and work with their doctor to manage it. Apart from that, the risk factors are mainly the things we all know about. So it's about doing the things that we know are good for us and keep us feeling really good. Eat well, keep a healthy weight, don't smoke, get some exercise, and speak with your doctor about alcohol and your risk of stroke.
Sa kaso ni Madry, kahit wala siyang risk factor, masasabi pa din niyang swerte siya at nakarecover mula sa suporta ng kanyang pamilya at kasamahan sa trabaho.
It's interesting when if you've taken someone who has had a stroke and they're older, and then I tell them that I've had one, and the look on their face, they're like, no, you're too young. And I'm like, strokes can happen in young people. It doesn't have to be older generation. It can be even unborn babies can have strokes. So having that communication when I've been transporting patients has been really good because I can empathize with them a bit more.
Pero ang nungaman na si Justin Kika ay hindi kasing palad ni Madri.
I noticed when I was having a drink of water, water was running down the side of my chin. And then I sang out to my wife. I said to her, I think something's wrong. I was walking funny and I said to her, can you come look at me walk on? Because my walking's not that good.
Agad mang nadala sa ospital si Kika ng kanyang misis matapos nalaman na stroke ang nararamdaman ng asawa. Malaki na ang pinsala nito sa katawan dahil hindi na halos magalaw nito ang kanyang braso. At iba na din ang paglalakad nito.
Try to use my left hand to the right, stuff like that. Had to get the cab modified, took a drive. I can't tie my shoelace. I get someone to tie my shoelace. If I can't do anything, I'll ask for help.
Sa datos ng Stroke Foundation, ang mga First Nations people dito sa Australia ay agad kailangang dalhin sa ospital dahil malubha kapag na-stroke at marami din ang namamatay sa kanila kumpara sa hindi-indigenous people. Pinakabatang tinamaan ng stroke sa Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander ay 17 years na mas bata kesa kadalasang biktima nito at kadalas ay mas malubha ang kanilang kondisyon. Para matugunan ang ganitong sitwasyon, inilunsad ng Stroke Foundation ang isang booklet na dinisenyo para sa mga First Nations people para daling makarecover matapos ma-stroke. Dagdag pa ni Sharon Koski, ang Our Stroke Journey ay mahalaga para maisalba ang buhay kapag atakihin ng stroke at maging madali din ang kanilang paggaling.
There are specific things that those communities really like to see in their health information, and basically the more likable the resource is, so it's written in a way that is good for culture and community, and it's presented the way it looks, and it includes stories from people of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander backgrounds, the more those things are in place, the more likely people are to actually, you know, get into it and read it and get the information that they need and share it with family and friends.
Pinuri naman ng international student na si Reginald mula sa Laguna na magdadalawang taon na dito sa Sydney ang ginawang initiative ng Stroke Foundation at kaalaman na ibinahagi ni Elliot William.
Sa tingin ko, ang booklet is very important at effective because when you notice the symptoms, you can act appropriately.
Pero dapat din umanong matutunan ng lahat ang kahalagahan ng disiplina sa sarili.
I watch what I eat. More vegetables, and of course, kahit bata pa ako, I really make sure na active ako at nag-exercise ako at least 3 times a week. Kasi I have grandparents na may high blood pressure, so better na ako ay maging cautious. How will I reach my goal if nagkakasakit ako? So, healthy lifestyle lang, balance ang work at study, and no alcohol of course.
Kabilang sa naisulat sa booklet na Our Stroke Journey ay ang karanasan ni Justin Kikat. At naniniwala siya na malaking tulong ang booklet sa kanya kung na-publish ito noon para mas madali ang kanyang paggaling.
Over time, you learn to live with it. Because the way I think, if you dwell on what happened to you, you're sort of like, you won't go anywhere. So when I think about it and talk about it, it helps me to move forward. When I think about what happened to me and how I come through my stroke. And to help other people.
Ang Our Stroke Journey booklets ay isasalin sa iba't ibang wika at inaasahang magagamit na nitong taong 2021. Ang fast resources ay makikita sa Stroke Foundation's website na isinalin sa wikang Arabic, Traditional Chinese, Simplified Chinese, Greek, Hindi, Italian, Korean at Vietnamese. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Amy Hall na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.